Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, good afternoon, rodeo fans. Welcome to another Making Eight Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show. That's right. You're listening to us live on MakingEight.com. We want to thank y'all for tuning in tonight. We've got a lot on the plate. Let me tell you, we want to talk to y'all. So if you want to give us a call, the number is 646-915-9940. Make sure you jump on there and give us a call. We've got a lot we're going to discuss tonight. We're going to talk a lot about the PBR. They've had a lot going on. They were just down in Sacramento, and then, of course, they're going to be next week here in Anaheim. And then we've got the PRCA, the Western Stock Show, is going on in Denver, Colorado. And so we got a lot to talk about there. We want to mention that there's been a lot of tragedies in the sport of rodeo this week, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. But we do have phone lines open. We're going to get into to explain what's going to go on. And we're going to let you have the opportunity to call in and voice your opinions, maybe say hello to family and friends, that type of thing. Remember, this show is for you. That's why we have it here on the Making Eight Back on the Ranch show. This gives you an opportunity to sit back, maybe promote a little about yourself or the rodeo that you're going to be at this weekend, maybe talk about some of the things that are going on with you and where you're out at. If you're a rodeo association and want to promote yourself a little bit, let fans and riders know about events going on, give us a call. 646-915-9940 is our number. Before we jump in here and take our first break, we're going to talk a little bit about the PBR. Of course, like I said, they were in Sacramento. We've got a lot of things that we do want to discuss with them. J.B. Mooney was the winner. They did have some issues going on up there with some judging. We want to talk a little bit about that, kind of get your opinion. I've got some things personally that I want to talk about as far as some helmet things, some things that caught my eye out there, and, just kind of give you some topics to discuss out there. So if you guys have questions or comments, you may want to hold off when we get into the PBR stuff until we start talking about it, and then we'll have those phone lines open and you can jump in there and talk about them. We do have the PBR now is on RFD TV on Thursday night at 10 p.m. and they had their debut show. If you had a chance to listen or watch Justin McBride and J.W. Hart out there, I think that's going to be one great show, so we'll talk a little bit about that. Like I said, we're going to get into the PRCA action, and we're going to talk some of the things that have been going on this week in the sport of rodeo itself. So, rodeo fans, y'all make sure to stay tuned and get a grip. We definitely want to hear from you. 646-915-9940. Remember, if you do want to talk with us live, make sure to press the number one key, so that way we know that you're ready to talk with us. If not, we're just going to sit back and let you listen in live on the call-in number. So, rodeo fans, we're going to slide on down, take a short break. Y'all stay tuned. Get a grip. We'll be back. You're listening to MakingEight.com.
This is JoJo Sullivan. Check me out on MakingEight.com.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Yeah.
tied me in. Said, make sure you get him right. This is what you've been waiting for all these years. Just before I nodded, he hollered in my ear.
Of my high-riding heroes, I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the latest and leave them with the world of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of one step in back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams. Cowboys are special, with their own brand of misery for being alone too long. You could die from the cold, and arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. Old worn out saddles and old worn out memories, but no one and no place to stay. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of, and one step and back off, themselves and their slow-moving dreams. Sadly in search of, and one step and back of, themselves and their slow-moving dreams.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to Making Eight back on the Ranch Radio Show. And we're going to break things down now. You know, we're going to pause for a moment and really just kind of reflect on things that have been going on this week. You know, this is my first time having to deal with anything like this, and it's even harder having to deal with it from a radio standpoint, a broadcasting standpoint. You know, we want to bring you all the action of the rodeo industry and what's been going on. But this week has been really hard on the rodeo community, and you know, it's really hard on me personally. You know, we've had to deal with a lot of things here recently that have been going on. And, you know, we've got a lot to be thankful for at the same time. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to read you what came to me, you know, earlier today. And, you know, we're going to open up the phone lines and let you have an opportunity to, you know, maybe get your feelings out, maybe talk a little bit about what you've been going on or what's been going on with you and how you feel about the situations. But, you know, this week the rodeo community lost two great cowboys. But, you know, God's plan is greater than ours. You know, we don't really know what's going on. Sometimes we can't explain it. We shouldn't try to fully understand it. Just accept it and know that, you know, that God has that plan for each and every one of us. But, you know, earlier this week we lost young Cody Stevens, 23-year-old cowboy. He's a real young bull rider that knew what it meant to never quit. You know, he's a 5-time American Rodeo Cowboy Association finalist. He's ridden many different associations. He's won over 48 buckles. And this cowboy was a leader in the sport of rodeo. You know, I had the opportunity to speak with Cody a few different occasions through Rodeo Attitude. And this guy was really dedicated to the sport, and he's going to be greatly missed. And then last night we lost Joe Gerritsen. You know, his legacy in the rodeo world will continue for many years to come. You know, this guy is a PBR, PRCA, IPRA bullfighter. He's also part of Lyle Sankey's rodeo schools. He's a bullfighting instructor there. You know, and this cowboy was a true example for the future of the sport of rodeo. And, you know, to lose two guys in a week like that really makes it hard on the sport of rodeo. Both of these guys are an inspiration to each and every one of us out there. Whether you're a bullfighter or whether you're, you know, a roper or anything to do with the sport of rodeo, you know, it's definitely hard for each and every one of us. But, you know, we really have to look to the good side of things and know that they're in a better place. And, you know, the situation with Cody, you know, this guy refused to quit. He set an example for each and every one of us to follow. And, you know, that is don't give up on anything that we have. You know, it makes it really hard to look at that. But, you know, at the same time, you know, we can't explain and nor should we try to understand the plan that God has for each one of us. We should only be grateful that we have had these moments in our lives to know these two great cowboys and to look forward to seeing them again one day in that big rodeo in heaven. So, you know, the biggest thing that we can ask for right now is strength and wisdom for their families, you know, and God's peace and faith for each one of us that are dealing with these tragedies. You know, it is really sad, but on a better note, you know, it could have been worse. You know, We could have actually lost three Cowboys this week. And I say that because I know firsthand that, you know, we had a situation down here in Florida where a Cowboy took a pretty bad head injury. And because of his history, you know, he quit breathing one night in his hotel room, not more than a week ago. And by God's grace, I was there to actually help him in the sense that I know what I'm supposed to be doing, you know, to do that. I work on an ambulance day in and day out. So, you know, God's got a plan for each one of us. And, you know, it wasn't his time just yet. Maybe it was a wake-up call for him. You know, maybe this was something that he needed to look at further. You know, maybe it was an opportunity for all of us to learn from. But, you know, I can tell you firsthand that, you know, I know that, you know, that Cody and Joe are in a better place. And, you know, they're smiling down on us. Matter of fact, I was talking to another Cowboy earlier this evening, and he was telling me, you know, he said he knew what it was, you know, that Cody got up there and just couldn't get off those bulls. And so God decided he needed a bullfighter up there to look out for him. So, you know, Joe, we know that you're up there taking care of Cody, and we certainly appreciate that. You know, these guys are guardian angels to each and every one of us, and we hope they'll set the example. And we hope that this will be an inspiration for all of us to follow in their footsteps and to live in the light that God would have for each and every one of us. So, you know, rodeo fans, it's really good to always stop and take a moment to really think about it. And, you know, we certainly want to do that here tonight, you know, so we're going to give you the opportunity just to stop and think about it. You know, if you want to call in and maybe send your wishes to the families of Joe and Cody, we certainly want to have you do that. If you have a good story, a funny memory of one of these Cowboys and you want to talk about it, feel free to get on the phone and give us a call, 646-915-9940. Now, this is the opportunity that we are going to give you guys. We really want you all to understand what it is to, you know, to lose somebody. And it's just part of the sport that we live in. And although these guys did not pass in the arena, you know, they were such an inspiration both in and out of the arena that we really need to follow their light. So, rodeo fans, I truly want to have you guys just stop for one moment, just have a moment of silence for these family members and for these friends that have truly lost two great Cowboys out there. All right. Thank you very much, rodeo fans. All right. You know what? We're going to take this opportunity to remember these guys and to really think back and just, you know, like I said, if you have a funny story, if you have you know, a time where you had the opportunity to run into Cody or Joe and you want to talk about it, let us know, you know, share your feelings about it. You know, it's going to help us all deal with the tragedy and, you know, just remember the good times that we've had with Cody and Joe over these past few years. You know, or like I said, if you definitely want to send your wishes back home to their families and your prayers, definitely give us a call, 646-915-9940. We are going to take another break, rodeo fans. We're going to play some songs dedicated to these two Cowboys. And when we come back, we're going to talk some of the PBR action that have been going on. You know, like I said, we're not going to move past it. If you guys want to, the opportunity is there for you. But we're not going to spend the entire show reflecting on this. You know, this is an opportunity for us to deal with the grief, to deal with the loss of two great Cowboys, but yet at the same time, they would not want us to spend so much time dwelling on it. So we're going to move on. We're going to talk PBR and PRCA action when we come back from our break. So rodeo fans, stay tuned. These next two songs are for these two Cowboys that we've lost here recently, and we look forward to spending many more times with them here in the future. So rodeo fans, this one goes out to Joe and Cody.
Billy John grew up just west of Waco. He used to bare knuckle fight just for fun. He was wild as a Texas tornado and a bull riding son of a gun. But one Saturday night down in Jasper, he drew a bull they called Dust Devil Rage. And that 2,200-pound hammer laid Billy John in his grave. Now there's one less tornado in Texas and a saddle that's empty tonight. There's one hell of a cowboy in heaven at that big rodeo in the sky. Oh, at that big rodeo. Well, my granddaddy rode in the 30s. He must have really been something back then, because all of my life I've heard stories about the buckle he didn't quite win. And though he never got over his losing, he's a bona fide hero to me. Lord knows I'm sure gonna miss him, but I know he's in good company. Now there's one last tornado in Texas and a saddle that's empty tonight. There's one hell of a cowboy in heaven at that big rodeo in the sky. Lord, that big one last tornado in Texas and a saddle that's empty tonight. There's one hell of a cowboy in heaven with that big rodeo in the sky. Oh, that big rodeo in the sky. That big rodeo in the sky.
I knew the stakes were high.
All right. Welcome back, rodeo fans. I want to thank you all for that. Definitely appreciate it. It makes me feel a whole lot better on the inside to know that those two cowboys are up there. You know, we've been getting messages all day, you know, but we're certainly happy and excited for the times that we've had with those two cowboys. And we certainly appreciate y'all staying with us, as we definitely are going to sorely miss these two cowboys within the rodeo world. But we are going to break down and talk some PBR action right now. You know, of course, they were in Sacramento this week, and we did have a if you had the opportunity to see it, you watched some great matchups. You know, JB and, of course, Cody Lostro went at it head-to-head in a matchup Friday that was aired on Saturday afternoon. Ended up being a great deal, and, of course, you know, JB won himself a little bit of money down there on Troubadour. You know, we've seen him matched up against Troubadour for a few times now, and, you know, he really knows how to stick it to this bull, loves that bull, and for good reason. I mean, he definitely will win some money off of him. You know, one of the things that really, you know, stood out to me, though, and I want to try to get your opinions on it if you have an opinion on it. But, you know, we've talked so much about the helmet rule, and, you know, a lot of cowboys say that, you know, they just, you know, they can't wear the helmets. They can't break them down to wear the helmets. It's too uncomfortable. They can't, you know, they can't get one. Well, you know, we had a cowboy there, Austin Meyer, who was actually stepped on and couldn't get his head or couldn't get the helmet on. So he rode without it. Does that affect a cowboy there? Maybe psychologically, does it really affect a cowboy's mentality to go out there and ride without a helmet after he's been doing it for almost 10 years now? You know, so, you know, if you've got opinions on it or whatnot, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We definitely want to try to find out and get your opinions on it. You know, tell me what you thought about the JB Cody Lostro matchup. And, you know, what is it going to take for Cody to get back on track? Tell us what you think. I mean, we want to hear from you if you guys have opinions on it. And, you know, if you caught it Saturday night, you heard him interview, you know, Paulo Kremer, and he's looking to make a comeback. That's the rumor that's floating around. You know, one of the great legends in rodeo, this guy knows how to ride bulls, and he hasn't been out of it all that long. I'd like to see him make a good comeback, and I think he's got a pretty good shot at it. So tell us what you think. 646-915-9940. We're going to slide on down, play another song or two. Wait a second. Before we do, looks like we've got a caller. Let's see if we can't jump over there and see if we can't talk some rodeo. Megan 8 Radio.
Hello, this is Timber Tuckness.
Hey, Timber, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good, sir. What's going on?
Well, I was just listening to your radio show about the helmets, and I really stress to the younger cowboys that are wanting to ride bulls to wear a helmet.
Well, you know, Timber, honestly, this has been a thing that has been going on for some time now. You know, these guys have been sitting back and saying that they're going to mandate helmet laws at some point. You know, they're going to make it mandatory for these guys. But, you know, we've got guys, you know, that say that they just can't get comfortable wearing them, that type of thing. Now, obviously, you know, Austin took a headshot, you know, earlier in the week, and it really saved him. He had that swelling in his head, you know, and couldn't get his helmet on to ride this weekend. Do you think that actually affected him? I mean, obviously, he went out and actually made a ride or two out there without the helmet, but do you think psychologically that may have some sort of effect on a cowboy that has been wearing one for so long to have to go and ride without it?
Oh, sure. Anytime you have to change anything that you're normally doing in the bull riding, it's going to affect you mentally and sometimes physically. But what I think is, and like in Wyoming here, they do have a rule in the high school rodeos where they have to wear the helmets. I think if them kids start using them when they're younger, then when they get up there a little bit older, then it's not going to be as much hindrance. But I can see where some of the guys that haven't been using one then start using one where it could be a hindrance because, you know, it's, It takes your concentration off of what you're normally concentrating on.
Yeah, I would certainly agree with you. You know, I'll be honest with you. When I rode, I did not ride with a helmet, and I've been back since, you know, just riding, you know, on a, you know, just on a, like, an exhibition rides a few times this year, and I have ridden with one. Now, for me, maybe because I'd only been riding for a few years without a helmet, for me to go throw one on, it wasn't that big of a deal. But for guys that have been doing it for so long, you know, I can see where it certainly would. But, you know, it's just one of those things that stuck out that, you know, I mean, I've seen this guy come out and ride without a helmet for the first time in a number of years, and it just kind of stood out. I mean, you know, you see that, you know, a lot of the guys say, well, you know, I can't wear a helmet because it's too distracting or it affects my riding. But, you know, for somebody who's ridden as long as they have, you know, it's just one of those things that stood out. But I appreciate you calling in and giving us your input on it, Timber. How are things going for you?
Things have been pretty good. My condolences go out to Joe and Cody's family. You know, that's a tragic loss. They were both friends of mine. I hate to see anybody leave our sport that way. I hope that their families can get back on track here as quick as possible. And hopefully our prayers, everybody keep them in your prayers.
Absolutely.
Also, you know, we live in our sport's a really high pressure, high stress sport for a lot of people. So, you know, you guys out there, that if you're having problems or anything when you're going down the road, you know, don't be afraid to ask your friends or your traveling partners or some of the people that are in the sport with you, because sometimes you can help relieve a little bit of the pressure and help you out with some problems you might be going through. We're all like one big happy rodeo family, you know, and just like helping each other at the rodeo, we like to help each other out on the road too. And if you have any problems, don't be afraid to call somebody and ask them for some help or some advice. Sometimes
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Timber.
Sometimes a good friend goes a long way.
Yeah, you're right. You know, and it's hard for cowboys because of the pride that we have, you know, to get out and kind of open up to some of the other guys. But I can tell you that. You know, there's no pride lost there to reach out to one of your traveling partners or anybody. You know, I mean, my phone line is always available. I've got it posted on my website. I'll call at 2 o'clock in the morning just to sit back and talk to a cowboy because they're having a rough time. You know, that's what it's all about. We are one big family. We do have to look out for each other. So when times get rough, you know, we definitely need a place to turn to. And, you know, we always need to make ourselves available and maybe put our pride aside sometimes.
Exactly. You know, I've been in this business for over 30 years, and, you know, it's had its ups and downs. And if there's, you know, you have somebody that's out there you can talk to, and, you know, they might have a different way of looking at things for you and then make you feel a lot better and help you get on down the road and maybe keep you out of harm's way sometimes.
That's for sure. Well, hey, Timber, definitely thanks for calling in, man. Make sure you tell Dusty we say hello and give us a call sometime. Keep in touch.
Yeah, he's down in Fort Worth. Just got started in Fort Worth. Got down in Odessa. I just got finished with the Montana Circuit Finals, which was an awesome rodeo this year. 3 days of sold-out crowd. Things have been pretty good. Getting ready to head to Arizona. Get down there in a little warmer weather.
Excellent, man. Well, I know you're looking forward to that. Well, hey, take care of yourself, Timber, and stay in touch with us, man.
All right, thanks.
All right. All right, rodeo fans, there you have it, Timber Tuckness, one of the great ones here. And like I said, he's been in the business for a long time. You know, this guy definitely knows the sport of bullfighting and knows the sport of rodeo. Definitely proud to have him and get to know this guy. We spent some time with him out in Vegas. So one of the great ones. But rodeo fans, we're going to slide on down, take another short break. We do have the phone lines open, 646-915-9940. That's our call-in number. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. Let us know what's going on in your area. We want to talk some rodeo with you on MakingAid.com. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
and it's just Saturday. But the bull don't want to take the county fair. It ain't a circus, it ain't no act. Mafia boy used everything he's got to put the cowboy on his back. Well, this next bull has never been arrested. And if the next mafia shoot up, he's gonna try to be the first.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right. You're listening to MakingHate.com. We are back on the ranch. Before we get into our next little segment here, we want to definitely mention our sponsors. Now, rodeo fans, got to tell you, if you guys are looking for some good horses for rodeo, or trail pleasure type horses, or if you're looking for some good cattle dogs out there, you definitely want to go to our links out there, B-Bar B Bucking Bulls and Winding Trails Ranch, two of our newest sponsors out here on MakingHate.com. And, you know, we definitely want to mention them and tell you to get over to their websites, check out their horses, check out their cattle dogs or their bucking bulls. They've got some great ones here. We've got a great line of breed, great breeding line that has just come in. And, you know, these guys out here are really raising some great bulls, as well as great cattle dogs. I've had the opportunity to be out there and run those cattle with those cattle dogs, and they are great. I'll tell you, they do the work for you. So, rodeo fans, definitely check out the links on MakingHate.com for B-Bar B Bucking Bulls as well as Winding Trails Ranch. We also want to send a big old MakingHate howdy out to Mark Chamberlain up in North Carolina. He's out loading cattle right now, but we know that he's tuning in. He said he's going to have it on the PA speaker, so we definitely want to say hey to Mark and his crew out in North Carolina. Definitely want to thank you for tuning in to MakingHate.com. But looks like we're going to slide on down. We've got another caller on the line here. We're going to jump out here and say hey to him. We're talking with Brian in Montana. So, Brian, how you doing today?
And I'm doing as good as can be for the situation we have at hand during the past week. First off, I'd like to send my condolences out to both families at hand. Sorry to hear about y'all's losses. Just keep in mind, they're both gentlemen are up in a better place. Touch a little bit on the helmet deal. I've been fighting bulls for 10 years and working as a EMT for 4 years now, I guess. And I've been around both sides of the story. Them guys that come on not wearing a helmet and them that do. I've seen a lot more guys come out of a pretty good injury from getting stepped on or catching the head or horn that are wearing a helmet than. I just, you know, I really press to all the junior bull riders and high school bull riders to throw a helmet on, it ain't going to hurt nothing. You're not going to be any less of a man out there by wearing one. We touched back on those guys that got started rodeoing quite a few years ago that, you know, they didn't have a vest. And when the vest started coming out, there's a lot of gentlemen that didn't want to wear one because, you know, it was uncomfortable or what have you. But, you know, technology's come around and it's come back to where it's not too bad wearing one.
I would agree with you definitely, Brian. And it's really funny that you say you're an EMT. You actually work on an ambulance or on a fire truck or what?
I work on an ambulance.
Yeah, well, you know, I've worked on an ambulance for 7.5 years and been riding bulls probably the whole time I've been working as an EMT. And so we actually have a little bit in common there. You know, I got to tell you, I've been out there on those bulls and never, you know, when I started off, I never wore a helmet. So it just wasn't cowboy enough, you know. I grew up, you know, going to rodeos when I was a kid and never wore one. I took 3 head injuries, and on my 3rd one was the final straw. I got 3 kids, and they all told me, you know, they begged me, said, you know, Dad, if you're going to ride again, you got to wear a helmet. And, you know, I've ridden since then, and every time I've worn a helmet, doesn't affect me all that much. It was really an easy transition for me, and now I won't ride without one. And if you look at the incidences that they had this past week with Austin Meyer and with, you know, with they had Shane Proctor as well, you know, I mean, you know, those guys definitely had their neck saved. Austin Meyer is a strong believer in those helmets, and to see him go back and ride without it, and he actually made some good rides, you know, so psychologically it didn't affect him all that much. But, you know, really that's my point is that, you know, I mean, these guys that whether you ride, you know, your career with a helmet and then go to ride without one, you know, like Austin did in this case, because he really wanted to ride these bulls this past week. And but, you know, I know that it can happen. The adjustment is there. You just have to work at it. You know, it's going to put you outside your comfort zone just a little bit. But, hey, man, you know, it's all about, you know, how long you want your career to last. That's for sure.
That's sure enough. And, you know, you're still going to take a good hit and with the helmet on. You're going to hurt. But, you know, you'll come out of there in a lot better shape when you got one on.
Oh, you're absolutely right, man. You're absolutely right. But, hey, want to thank you for calling in and voicing your opinions, man, and definitely want to thank you for sending your condolences to the family out there. We all are definitely praying for them and keeping them in our prayers here. Anything else, man? Have you had an opportunity to check out anything about the Western Stock Show and the PRCA or any other PBR stuff going on?
No, I was planning on making it up to the Montana Finals or Circuit Finals and just couldn't get to it with work and stuff. So you got to have a good sit-down talk with Timber his way back through the other day, and he gave a pretty good report of it. So hopefully I'll be able to get up there next year for it.
That's right, man. Sounds good, Brian. Well, hey, stay in contact with us and make sure you keep tuning in to MakingA.com. Thanks for calling in.
Sure will. Have a good night, all.
You too. All right, rodeo fans. Well, there you have it. We got another caller. If you guys are interested and want to voice your opinions, make sure you give us a call. 646-915-9940 is the call-in number. Make sure you jump on here. Let us know what you think, rodeo fans. You know, we're going to take another short break, I believe, see if we can't get a few more callers on the line here. We definitely want to hear from you. Like I said, whether or not you're just sending your condolences or whether you want to actually talk about something. Now, when we come back, we're going to get into the issue about the judging that went on this past weekend. You know you're going to hear about it for the next week or so. It's been posted all over PBRnow.com. But if you get a chance, rodeo fans, when we come back, we're going to sit back and talk a little bit about it. So if you have opinions or anything on that, make sure you hang tight with us and get ready to jump on the phone and give us a call. 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. And rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned. Get a grip with Making Eight. We'll be right back.
I'm rocking Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to MakingEight.com.
So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the
clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero. A life of infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stomped and couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bears down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know what's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Ross Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding. Too busy living life, fall out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead. So go ahead. Go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. The opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself barked off, stomped and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bared down and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
This is just a thought. Get ready because we're coming at you with the Rob Smith Show on Making8.com.
All right. Welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right. You're listening to Making8.com. We are back on the ranch tonight talking rodeo with you. 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. If you want to give us a call, tell us what your thoughts are on some of the rodeo things that have been happening. We'd love to hear from you. So that's what this show is all about, rodeo fans. It's about you guys calling in, voicing your opinions. Now, I will tell you, PBR Now is on RFD TV, broadcasting on Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern time. You can sit back and, you know, Justin McBride, J.W. Hart are taking your calls. They're going to let you know what's going on. They're going to tell you what their opinions are on certain things. You know, that show could really get wild here. I know that they're going to have some interesting topics coming up. I cannot wait till this Thursday to be able to tune in and check it out. But, you know, if you have the opportunity, check out RFD TV, PBR Now. It's going to be broadcasting with Justin McBride and J.W. Hart out there taking calls from you guys. But we also want to have the opportunity to hear from you. You know, if you guys have opinions or maybe they have some topics on there you guys want to throw on here, kind of carry over, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Now, if anybody had the opportunity to watch the SSBR or the PBR this weekend, yeah, saw something on there that happened right there at the short go-round Saturday night. You know, Elliot Jacoby rode Necessary Evil. Now, this young cowboy really has a lot of potential, and I want to congratulate him for at least getting his second place. Personally, what I saw was a better ride than what J.B. Mooney had. But the one judge scored him excessively low, only gave him 18 points. Now, this is a big controversy that was going on. It was posted on PBRNow.com. Apparently, they have suspended that judge for 5 events. Now, do you think that's too harsh? Do you think it's not harsh enough? Do you think that they're correcting the problem regularly? You know, I've watched some of the blogs that were posted and some of the opinions and things like that. And, you know, this is just one incident that you're going to see that out of the human factor that plays a part of the sport of rodeo. You know, they really came down hard on him. Now, I will tell you that J.W. Hart made a comment during the broadcast, as they did last year when one of the Cowboys, Casey Hayes, threw a face mask at the Bull. You know, is it a matter of if it's something that's televised, something that is obviously broadcasted, are they going to step out and make the corrections then? Or had they not been broadcast or had they not been seen or made such a big deal of on live television, would they have let things go? So, you know, it really raises a lot of controversy on that. Like I said, I don't want to hold anything and take anything away from JB. He did make a fantastic ride on Troubadour, but I really think that Necessary Evil really bucked more, and I think Elliot really had a good opportunity of staying with him, made some good corrections to get back on top, and I think he should have scored higher than what he did. Was that 1 point, you know, was that one judge going to be enough to keep him down? You know, it's really hard to say, but we want to hear from you guys. We want to hear your opinions on it. 646-915-9940. That's the number to give us a call. You can sit here and voice your opinions. Tell us what you think about it. You know, any of the action that you saw this weekend, you know, there were some great rides. Like I said, you know, the big thing, Cody Lostro not really doing all that great right now. He's kind of got himself into a slump. What's it going to take to get him back on top? You know, we want to hear from you. What do you think? You know, for all we know, Cody Lustro could be tuning in right now. Maybe you guys can have some pointers for him. Give him some advice. Tell him that we're behind him. You know, he is still the 2009 defending champion. And, you know, right now, though, he's got a lot of pressure. JB is on fire, and he is looking to make rides. Now, JB's also injured. Is that going to be enough? Is he going to be able to make it through the entire season with that injury? So, you know, just another thing that we want to discuss right here on Making8.com. 646-915-9940. We're going to keep those phone lines open for you, rodeo fans. Slide on down. Take another music break. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.
At a time, trying to tame boiling hell by gouging ugly hides. No room for fear, if you got it, find a door. Cause this ain't the place to find out you ain't cowboy to the core. I got a number on my back, startup shaft, first strap to my boots. The ride of my life, a ton of dynamite, waiting to blow sky high in the shoes. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side, like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, knock my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. Some say I'm crazy, right out of my mind. Cause rank bulls with slinging horns is how I spend my time. It ain't just the money, the buckles, crowd roar. It's what gives me what I've got to be, and that's cowboy to the core. I got a number on my back, startup shaft, first strap to my boots. The ride of my life, a ton of dynamite, waiting to blow sky high in the shoes. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side, like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, knock my head, let's go and get cowboy. I've had my share of bad wrecks. I had more breaks than I've got bones. But there ain't no better high than to hear that whistle before I feel the flow. The ride of my life, a ton of dynamite, waiting to blow sky high in the shoes. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side, like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, knock my head, let's go and get cowboys to the core.
of Making8.com. This is Chaz Fish, the local bullfighter and air personality for Making 8 Outreach Ministries.
In the ditch. Wish I was the son of someone rich. I throw $100 bills out on the road, and I'd catch me a ride to the rodeo. There's a mule deer laying by the road ahead. Well, he ain't sleeping, he's damn sure dead. Venison frying in the blazing sun. Right. Come on, someone. Yeah, my car broke down. I ain't got no money. Stuck out on the road. Hey, I need a ride now. Won't somebody take me to the rodeo? There's a buzzard circling up in the sky. And he's looking at me with them beady eyes. Well, I don't know, but I got a hunch. He'd rather have me than that deer for lunch. Right now, I wish I'd have stayed in school. But I had to be a rodeo cowboy fool. And I'll bet my daddy'd sure be proud if he could take a look at his son right now. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money. Stuck out on the road. And need a ride now. Won't somebody take me to the road? No. In a Cadillac, she got the top rolled down and her hair tied back. She don't look, she don't even slow down. She just keeps them wheels rolling around. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money. Stuck out on the road, and need a ride now. Won't somebody take me to the rodeo?
Back, rodeo fans. That's right. You're listening to Making8.com. We are back on the ranch talking rodeo with you. We definitely want to hear from you. 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. Rodeo fans, we definitely want to hear your opinions on things that are going on. We're talking a little bit about the PBR and some of their things that they had going on this past weekend in Sacramento. And, of course, they are going to be up this next weekend in Anaheim. Will we see a change? Will we see things improve for the better? You know, they're really working at it, and I really give the PBR all the credit. You know, they brought instant replay into it, and, you know, they really have a lot of good people behind the scenes really promoting their deals and working at making things right for rodeos. And definitely want to give them all the credit for it. But we want to hear from you. We want to know what you think about it. 646-915-9940. Definitely jump on here. Give us a call. Tell us what you think, you know, they could do to make things even better. Do you think that they've made things worse? You know, hey, this is a radio show for opinions, and we definitely want to hear yours. So don't hesitate, rodeo fans. Give us a call. We are winding down in our last hour, rodeo fans. So, you know, if we don't get a whole lot of those callers, we'll break out a little early. You know, we got to get up and head out to work tomorrow. We're going to be out working on an ambulance all day. So, you know, this is your opportunity, your time to call in and really tell us what you think. Looks like we got another caller on the line right now. See if we can't jump on down and say hey to him. Making A Radio.
Hey, Scott, it's Carl. How's it going, buddy?
I'm doing all right, Carl. How are you today?
Well, from our text earlier, you know I'm not doing too well. Just want to send out my condolences to Joe's family as well as Cody's. I mean, you know, this I have no words for it. Joe helped convince me to get back into the sport, gave me some great encouraging words, you know, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, you know what, Carl, I definitely understand, man. I know exactly where you're coming from, you know, it's hard to say goodbye for us to friends, but we know that, you know, ultimately that, you know, there's a plan out there for each and every one of us. And all we can do is appreciate the time that we have here on Earth and make the best of it. You know, we only live once, and, you know, I know that when I want to get up to those gates, I want to know that my entry fees have been paid. And, you know, I'm sure Joe and Cody are up there right now. Like you were saying earlier, and I'm going to put you on the spot because for all you rodeo fans, Carl was the one that sent me the message earlier today telling me that, you know, it really came down to a matter of, you know, Cody was up in heaven riding those bulls, and God said, you know what, we need a bullfighter up there. And so, you know, unfortunately for us, but good for Joe that he's brought him up there to be with him and to help fight bulls up there.
Yeah, you know, it's a sad deal for all of us, but, you know, both of them would probably be slapping all of us for crying about it.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right, you know, and that's why we said we're gonna keep on keeping on, man. You know, that's been my motto forever here. You know, when things get tough and things get real low, you know, the best thing that like Timber said is, you know, when you're traveling down those roads, man, and things are real quiet for you, and you get to thinking about different things, and you're having a hard time dealing with some of your worries, you know, pick up the phone and call somebody. You know, that's what we're here for. You know, we are a rodeo family. And, you know, we take those times to look out for each other. And you know, I know that you and I have spent a lot of time talking together. You know, that's what we do as a family.
That's a fact, buddy. Well, I got to get back to work, so I will catch you on later on.
All right, Cody. Hey, thanks for calling in, buddy.
All right, thanks, buddy. Bye.
All right, rodeo fans. Well, you know, just another one of us who are definitely mourning the loss and definitely sending our prayers to the family of Joe Garrison and Cody Stevens. So, you know, that's what it's all about. That's what this show's here for, rodeo fans. If it'll kind of get you out there, if you want to send your best wishes to those families or any one of your families, you know, maybe you're out of town and can't make it back home. Hey, this is an opportunity for you to jump on the air, say hey to your family back home, tell them that you'll be home and that you're out there riding safe, doing what you need to do. So pick up the phone, give us a call, 646-915-9940. It's all about spreading the good word about rodeo, you know. There's always another message to it as well. But, you know, we definitely want to really get out here and talk some rodeo with you, the rodeo fans, as well as the athletes that really make up the sport. So 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. Now, we're not going to get heavily into the details with the PRCA, the Western Stock Show going on. You know, they have got so much happening here. You know, they've got, I believe it looked like two rodeos a day almost. I mean, they are nonstop rodeoing out there. They've got so many events going on out there at the Western Stock Show. You know, if you haven't had an opportunity, you can go check out their website. You know, they do have it posted on Facebook as well as many other deals. You can jump on there and check out some of their draw sheets. You know, we had a couple of the Florida guys actually make their way out there when they had the PBR shows going on. Clay McIntyre, who I guess did okay, as well as, you know, one of our greatest up there on the Built Ford Tough series, and Caleb Sanderson. Definitely want to wish him well and congratulations out there. Making it to the short round this past weekend in Sacramento. You know, he's got a lot in front of him, a real young cowboy, and we definitely want to wish him the best out there these next few weeks in Anaheim. And he's going to be coming back here to Tampa area at the end of the month, so I know he'll be looking forward to getting back home. Like I said, definitely want to wish all the cowboys out there the best of luck. Rodeo fans, we're going to slide on down, take another short break. We got about 45 minutes left in the show. This is your opportunity, your time to call in and voice your opinions about rodeo, things that have been going on in your area. Let's just sit back and talk rodeo back on the ranch with MakingAid.com. Rodeo fans, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's a great American hero we all look up to. When the times are hard and chips are down, he knows just what to do. Now a cowboy's got a set of rules that he lives by day to day. If you ask for his advice, he'll more than likely say, if it's a fence, mend it. If it's a dollar bill, spin it. Or it burns a hole down in them jeans. If it's a load, truck it. If it's a punch, duck it. If she's a lady, treat her like a queen. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution, just about anything. If it's a job, do it. Put your back into it. How's a little bit of dirt's gonna wash off in the rain? If it's a horse, ride it. If it hurts, hide it. Duck yourself off, get back on again. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. An old cowboy and a young buckaroo were working, riding fence. The old hand was testing the kid on his skills and his common sense. He said, son, if you've seen three men in a pickup, dressed alike from boots to hat, could you tell which one was the real cowboy just from where he sat? Well, the kid scratched his head a while and then he said, well, there just ain't no way to know. The old hand grinned and then he said, kid, you still got a ways to go. The real cowboy is the one in the middle. He ain't there just by fate. Cause first, he don't have to drive. And then, he don't have to mess with the gate. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution, just about anything. He's got a simple solution, just about anything.
Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you open with your knife. It ain't much, but it's all you've got to eat. You think of what your daddy said, if your money should run low, just call, I'll send you bus fare to come home. But you're just too proud to take it, and home won't be the same. Now you've had a taste of rodeo. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow. Money's gone, except the $20 bill. But that's your fees to enter old Cheyenne. And all that's in your favor is youth and your track, and a deep, gnawing, desperate need to win. As you step out on the highway with your thumb up in the air, in your mind the promise has been made. If this way of life don't kill you, or you don't starve to death, you swear you'll be the champion someday. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, to satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow. Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you open with your knife. It ain't much, but it's all you've got to eat.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to Makin8.com, and we are back on the ranch talking rodeo with you. Phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. Tell us what's going on in your area. Let's talk some PBR, PRCA, IPRA. We'll let you know what's going on in your neck of the woods. So give us a call, 646-915-9940. We definitely want to hear from you. But radio fans, hey, I almost forgot to mention the Top Hand Challenge is going pretty strong down here in the state of Florida. And we got to make mention of it. It's one of the young youth rodeos. And, yeah, I'm going to be a little biased. You know, I am doing the announcement down there. So if you've got a young one down there wanting to get involved with rodeo, check out Top Hand Challenge. We've got a link up on our website. You can also go to our sponsors' websites and B-Bar B Bucking Bulls as well as Winding Trails Ranch. They have a link up on theirs as well. You can find out all the information about where the rodeo is and how to get on over to it. We definitely want to get some of those young ones involved in the sport of rodeo. They are the future of the sport. And I'll tell you what, I have had the absolute pleasure and really enjoyed being a part of, you know, the opportunity to broadcast and to announce there at the arena for them. You know, it's a whole new world for me. We've been sitting back doing these back on the ranch shows. We've been doing live broadcast on the out at these rodeos we've been attending this year. But, you know, this is a whole new thing for me. Spent a little time doing some announcing at some football games. But, you know, hey, the rodeo is where we love to be at. And, you know, it's one more opportunity for us to have our hand out there and really be a part of the rodeo community. So definitely check out Top Hand Challenge. It's a good place for the youth riders to get out there and get involved. So just another deal. Rodeo fans, we're winding on down. I'm running out of things to say here. You got to help me out. 646-915-9940. We definitely want to hear from you. Like I said, definitely enjoyed watching some of the PBR action this weekend. And you know what? It's really been good being back home. I'll tell you what, we're going to have to kick things up a notch here in the next week or so. We're going to be looking to move out there to the Myakka City area. We're going to be closer to Winding Trails Ranch, actually. And, you know, it's going to be a great opportunity for us. We're going to be able to get back on some acreage and, you know, have some horses for our young ones and, you know, really spend the opportunity enjoying ourselves. Like I said, you only get one opportunity at this world and at this life. We want to make the best of it. We really enjoyed what we have. You know, while we have a minute, though, rodeo fans, definitely want to remind you, we are certainly sending the prayers out to Cody Stevens and Joe Garrison, to their families, and really hope that they're able to deal with their losses this week, as well as the whole community, you know, the whole rodeo community. We've certainly lost two great cowboys. But, hey, you know, we know they're in better places, and they're certainly out there, you know, riding for what they truly believe in, and we certainly want to wish their families well. So, rodeo fans, like I said, we're going to break on down, take some more music breaks. If we don't hear from you, we're going to shut things down just a little bit early. 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. Rodeo fans, stay tuned. Get a grip. You're listening to Makin8.com.
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smith, and you're listening to Makin8.com. Be there, be square.
Up the trailer to the pickup truck and drive off through the night. Truck stop food and Chris LeDoux, yeah, it's big show time.
They come rolling in hell bent to win, yeah, they draw a number and wait. Say a prayer, throw their hand in the air the second they open the gate. Everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stick it up.
On the ride, counting those seconds down. It seems like two lifetimes when you're bucking and tossing around. But there's a buckle waiting at the end of the night, enough money to make the next show. And a winning day is worth the pain. And even though you're healing slow, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stick it up. Now hang on.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. One more time, you're listening to Makin8.com. We are back on the ranch looking to take your call, 646-915-9940. We're not having much luck here, so we think we're going to break things down just a little bit early. You know what? We definitely want to thank everybody for tuning in to tonight's show. You know, it's been hard on us all, real emotional tonight, but I'll tell you what, you know, we're going to keep on keeping on. We're going to do it just because, you know, Cody Stevens and Joe Garrison wouldn't have it any other way. You know, these guys here were true to the sport of rodeo and, you know, true icons, and we certainly certainly appreciate what they've done for the sport and what they've done for our friendship. So, you know, want to definitely let you all know that, you know, the prayers and you know, our thoughts are definitely out there with the family. We know yours are as well. Definitely want to thank the callers we had tonight for calling in. Want to let you all know that, you know, the PBR is going to be in Anaheim this weekend. Look forward to watching that. Make sure y'all get a chance. Get in front of the TV. Don't forget, on RFD TV, the PBR Now is going to be broadcasting live, doing their television, where they can take your calls. You guys have the opportunity to actually call in and, you know, voice your opinions to Justin McBride and J.W. Hart. Now, those two are two more icons that, you know, truly helped build the sport of rodeo. Definitely want to thank our sponsors for helping making this happen. V-Bar B Bucking Bulls, you know, Winding Trails Ranch, definitely want to thank them. Make sure you check out their websites. Also look over there on the Top Hand Challenge. If you've got a youth rider that wants to be involved in the sport of rodeo, maybe you've got a young one that just wants to start getting involved, Top Hand Challenge is the way to go down here in Florida. So, you know, y'all look into that. Definitely want to send another Making Eight howdy out to Mark Chamberlain out in North Carolina. They're loading up cattle. Hopefully I'll have an opportunity to get on there with us one night, you know, when he's not so busy. But him and his gang out there working hard. And, you know, hey, that's what these cowboys do. We just keep on keeping on. You know, a lot of events going on in the rodeo community out there. Hopefully there's something going on in your area. Make sure you get out and check out a good rodeo going on this weekend, rodeo fans. Definitely pay your respects, you know. We only have one shot at this life, and we want to make it the best one we have. So, rodeo fans, we're going to be broadcasting live next Monday night. We'll be back on the ranch talking with you. It's going to be 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so get on the horn. Get ready to get a grip with Making Eight. You can also go back and listen to some of our archive shows on our Making Eight channel. We do have a list of those posted, and you can go back and tune in, check out some of our live broadcasts we've had in the past. You don't believe we're going to be out doing any live rodeo events this weekend, but you can look for us to be out there here real soon, rodeo fans. So until next week, next Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, rodeo fans, thank you all for tuning in. Make sure to get a grip with Making Eight. We'll see you then.
Got bucked off and stalled in Albuquerque tonight. And all the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, 'cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. And this Sonny Leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride. Pandora's box lost the fight with Tater Porter tonight. And that Bull Kid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally rode blueberry wine. So tonight party again.
sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his cross clear, got him standing for a hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight I'm going out and drinking, hanging out with my friends. And Sonny Leopard's playing the after party again. Well, old Chris Shivers only knows one guitar chord, and that's fine. We got
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.